In my interview with Shainua Premji of 2BHypnosis.com, we talked about the Akasha, or Akashic Records, what they are, who has them, how one can access them. Today's meditation focuses on guiding you to find your records surrounding a healed life. You'll be an Akashic tourist, if you will. We're focusing on a healed lifetime to acclimate you to the idea, the concept of energetic recordings, referring to your soul's experience. Something to get you used to the idea that everything can be found all in one place. Hello, and welcome to Blue Lightning Healing Meditations. My name is Susie Parker Goins, and this is my podcast in which I talk about metaphysical topics that are catching my attention. You can find me on the web at bluelightninghealing.com. You can contact me at susie@bluelightninghealing.com. Please like, comment, subscribe, favorite, hit the support button. Share with your friends, share the love. Thanks. The Akasha are energetic records of your soul's complete experience, including past lives, past lessons, anything. They're extremely useful when searching for origins and reasons for thought patterns, behaviors, stuff that is having an impact on you in your current life. Whether you envision the records as being a massive hall, a bunch of books, or as Shainua Premji of 2BHypnosis.com put it, like a computer drive, you open a folder and review it. However you are most comfortable accessing the records is how they will present to you. Today, we're focusing on finding a record of a healed lifetime, one in which the lesson has been learned and the wisdom has been completely integrated. And we are not limiting it to an Earth lifetime. If the lifetime you find is galactic, cool. Give yourself time without distractions. And remember, you are safe. You are protected. You are in total control of this experience. Should you need to leave for any reason, that's fine. If you need to adjust your body, that's fine. Breathe. And when you come back to your body, you will remember all the relevant wisdom you've received. See you on the other side. Breathe. Breathe in comfort. Breathe out distractions. Breathe in comfort. Breathe out distractions. Breathe in love. Breathe out expectations. Breathe in love. Breathe out expectations. Breathe in love. Breathe out trust. Breathe in love. Breathe out trust. Breathe in love. Breathe out love. Breathe in love. Breathe out love. Breathe in an awareness of your body. Feel the components which make it yours. Breathe into your conscious awareness. Each breath expands your consciousness a bit more. Soon, you find yourself in your sacred space. Comfortable, safe, protected. In there with you is one of your spirit guides. Who is it? You can ask. You know it is one you trust deeply. One who has traveled with you on many a soul journey. It may take a human form or not. Some other shape. A dragon, a light being, whatever form suits you in this moment. You recognize the guide and welcome them into your heart with grace and love. That feeling of recognition is so assuring. They lead you to a portal of energy. This is the Akashic Records, they tell you, where your soul's story is kept. Everything your soul has experienced has been entered here for you, for safekeeping. Shall we? You step through the portal with your guide. You see energy all around you. You sense the variations in vibration, frequency, color, and feeling. What do the Akashic Records look like to you? Is it familiar to you? Take a moment to note what is around you. You can discern the variances in soul vibrations. Yes, it is all aspects of the divine, with minute differences to help you sort out which is which, who is who. Over there, you sense a resonant frequency. It's familiar to you because it is you. You approach the area with your particular vibration. You step into the information your soul holds. Because we are looking at a healed aspect of you, it is calm, peaceful, full of divine light and love. It's safe to open your heart to those healed aspects of your heart and soul. Open your heart. Feel the healing trickle in at first, and then more and more. Energy comes to you, not overwhelming, but enough to remind you of your divine perfection, soothing old wounds, a reminder of what you have healed and integrated. Feel the relief of that healing, reminding you of your oath to be healing your heart, your soul. Reminding you, you are a powerful soul, capable of healing yourself, others, the earth. The lessons of all that healing show themselves as completed. No need to relearn. No need to rehash them. You may release those lessons, look to new lessons, new experiences, in which your healed self moves freely about the universe. Enjoy that feeling of release and relief. Enjoy the freedom. Carry it with you in your heart and soul. As you bask in this feeling of healing, you understand what energy you hold and will bring back with you. And breathe. Breathe in the recognition of healed self. Breathe out the determination to continue on your healing path. Breathe in healing. Breathe out determination. All of it is gentle. It all happens with grace and ease. All solidly planted within your soul. Good. Send gratitude out from your heart to the Akasha, to the energy, to your inner knowing, and to your guide. Make your way back to the portal. You understand you may come back here at any time as you search for deeper knowledge about yourself, your soul. As you step through the portal, you find yourself back in your sacred space. Your guide assures you, you are still safe and integrated. Breathe. Breathe yourself back into your body, feeling yourself to be lighter, clearer, connected. Breathe into your feet and hands. Feel them move. Your arms and legs stretch. Your body remembers it's relaxed. When you are ready, open your eyes. How do you feel? As you take time to integrate what you have learned, give yourself permission to take care of your body, whether it is with rest, maybe water, a satisfying snack, or breath. You take with you the knowledge you are a spiritual being in a physical body. Or, as my guides have slipped in, you are the universe, and the universe is you. And it is divinely perfect. Until next time, blessings.